Okay, today I would like to discuss with you the minhag of the Aseres B'nei Haman. Yesterday we discussed the minhag of clapping. Clapping during the Aseres B'nei Haman. Today I would like to discuss with you the minhag of the way it's written in the Megillah. This is a very big sugya. How do we arrange the Aseres B'nei Haman in the Megillah? Now, it all starts with the Gemara Masechet Megillah on Daf Tes Zayin Amid Beis.
What is this Masechet Megillah?
Masechet Megillah on Daf Tes Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Kol Hashirais Kulan, all of the songs in the Torah. Now, what are all the songs? Shiras Hayam, Shiras Devoira, the Shira, there are, Shiras Hayam, Shiras Devoira. Shiras Habeh, but that is not, that's Shiras Shiras Hayam and Shiras Devorah. Those are written, as we know, they're arranged. Ariach Agabi Levena. Now we'll define those words in a few moments. It's arranged in an unusual, for everyone recognized from the Sefer Torah, that it's arranged in an unusual way. Now there are other Shiros. There is Hazinu. Hazinu are two columns, and there is the Shira of the Itin. In the Koheles, 28 Eitan, Eis Laledes, Eis Lamus, Eis Latas, Eis Lakar Natua. Those are two columns. We have the Shira, the Hazinu, the Eitan. We have the Aseres B'nei Haman, of course. We have the Shiras Kenan. In Sefer Yehoshua, there are 31 kings that occupied the nation of Kenan, which were obliterated when Yeshua entered. Those 31 kings are arranged also in two columns. And then we discuss once at length from the Aleppo Codex, there is the Shiras David. There are different versions of how Shiras David should be arranged. Should it be arranged like Shiras Devoira, or should it be like Shiras Oz Yashir, or shall Shiras David, in the end of Sefer Shmuel, is it arranged like Hazinu, two columns going down the row? So that's not clear. But here, all we have to focus on with the Gemara is Kol Hashiros Kulam, all of the songs in the Torah. Similarly, we're alluding to Oz Yashir, and we're alluding to Shiras Devoira, and according to one opinion, Shiras David, are written Nichtavos Oriach Al Gabe Levena. Levena Al Gabe Oriach. I'll define those words in a few moments. Chutz Mishira Zo, with the only exception being this, the Aseres B'nei Haman, is called a Shira. It's a song. We sing to Hashem that these 10 people have been killed. And Malchei Kenan, the 31 kings of Kenan, She'ariach Al-Gabi, Ariach U'Levena Al-Gabi Levena. There is an Ariach on top of an Ariach and a Levena on top of Levena. My time, why? She'loi Tehe Tukuma Limapolosan, so there shall be no resurrection. There shall be no Tukuma, they shall not stand up, arise after they fall, after they collapse, they shall not be able to stand up once again. Okay, now, what is an Ariach and what is a Levena? Rashi here defines an Ariach the Ksaf. Let me read you the words of Rashi. Very important, Rashi. The Rashi is on both sides, a little bit confusing with the Rashis on both sides of the page. Okay, Ariach hu aksaf. Rashi says the Ariach is always a half of a brick. A Levena is a brick, an Ariach is a half a brick. Ariach hu aksaf, Levena hu cholok. That is the part that is blank. Shu kiflayim min aksaf. The part that's blank is double the distance, double the amount that is written. So Rashi learns that when it comes to the Shira, Shiras Oz Yashir, it's written Ariach al Gabi Levena, Levena al Gabi Ariach. They are dispersed. But the Levena, the full brick, is always double the amount of the Ksav. Ariach is the Ksav, the Levena is the blank space, and it alternates between Ariach, Levena, Ariach, Levena. Comes to the Megillah, the Ariach is on top of the Ariach, and the Levena is on top of the Levena, which means that in the Megillah, all of the words ace, 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 on the top of the column it says ish, and then it says 10 more, there are 10 more lines, ace, 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 and on the left side, we have the Aseres Parshandos Avis, Dalfon Avis, Parmashta Avis, Arisa Avis, Arida Avis, all of the names are on the left side. This is the way Rashi learned Shat in the Gemara. The Ran disagrees. The Ran says, they're both referring to Kesav. Ariach is a short Kesav, is a small amount of Kesav, and Levena is a large amount of Kesav. I'm getting confused. Let's put it with the Ran for a moment. I'm getting confused with the Ran says. The Ran is a different interpretation of what it means to Ariach and Levena. But right now we'll just focus on Rashi.
On the right side.
What? On the left side. So this, we're all familiar with this. We look at the Megillah. We all know that we have the Aseres Nechama written in this unusual fashion, where it's two columns. All of the Esim are on the left side. All the names are on the right side. And the reason is because they should collapse. It's not a stable way to construct a building. We're comparing it to bricks. When we make bricks, we all know you could build a building. The bricks are interlaid, and the brick goes on top of the two ends, and that's what keeps the building secure. That is how we build a wall. When you pile the bricks up vertically, there is no security, and the thing collapses, the wall collapses, and it's not going to be rebuilt. So we want the Malchi Kanan, and we want the Aseresim to collapse. We do not want them to be rebuilt. Okay, fine. Now, here's the very big question. This is what it says in Masechta Megillah. There is a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi elaborates. The Yerushalmi says that in the Megillah, the word Ish shall be in the beginning of the Daf, and Ace shall be at the end of the Daf, the Dapa, Dalit Pei Aleph. This is a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is Paragimel Halacha Zayin. If you want to look at the Yerushalmi, it was in Masechta Megillah, Paragimel Halacha Zayin, Ish Beroish Dapa, the S Besoif Dapa. This is all it says in the Yerushalmi. Now there's a third. What?
We do it.
Ish is Beroish.
But Aseres is at the end.
On the daf, on the column. Ish beroish dafa. The ace is besof dafa, which means the end of that, on the top row. Fine, that's all it says in the Yerushalmi. There's one more piece to the puzzle, and that is Masechta Sofrim. There are Masechtas Ketanos. It appears in on the Vilna Shas at the end of Masechta Nezokin. At the end of above, I think, and in the Masechta Mizrakim, Horios, you'll find it in Masechta Ketanos, and there's a small Masechta there called Masechta Sofrim, and there it says something very similar to what it says in the Yerushalmi, that the Ish appears Beroish Dapa, the Ace appears Besoif Dapa, and there it adds an Aseres. I don't have the Nusach in front of me, Besoif Dapa, that the word Aseres shall appear on the very bottom of the page, of the Dapa. And also says there in Masechta Sofrim, according to our Girsa, that the Shira, I don't have the whole Nusach in front of us, it's not important for us now, the Nusach is six lines. Six lines. The whole Shira of Aseres B'nei Haman in total is six lines. Now, our standard Megillos, there are 11 lines. There are Aseres B'nei Haman, and it begins with Ish. Okay, so we'll come to that in a few moments. But when we take everything together, we take what it says in the Gemara Masechta Megillah, when it says in the Yerushalmi, when it says in Masechta Sofrim, basically what the result is, we have a column devoted just to the Aseres B'nei Haman, which the grand total of 11 lines. It begins with Ish, B'roish Dafa, and at the end of that, then we have a blank space. We have Levena. According to Rashi, we have blank space. And the blank space is going to equal double the amount of the Ksav. A lot of blank space in the center. And then we have Ace at the end of the line. And we repeat that pattern through all the names of the Aseres B'nei Haman. At the very bottom of the page, we have the word Aseres. Okay. Now, the problem is, let's talk about a Sefer Torah. How many lines are there in a Sefer Torah? You go ahead and take out your standard Sefer Torah today. How many lines are there? 42. Typical Sefer Torah today has 42 lines. Some of the older Sefer Torah have 48 lines. And then there are really rare Sefer Torah. I know in Ruach HaTorah, I think they have one that has 60 lines. Those are some of the very long ones. There are different traditions of how to write a Sefer Torah. but it's pretty much today it's standardized to 42. Okay, all seven today pretty much write the same way because you want to sell it and there's a certain market and everything has been standardized. That's another shmooze by in of itself. 42 lines, 48 lines, 60 lines. A Megillah. How do you write a Megillah? So there are different standards for Megillah. Most of the Megillahs tell you that you'll buy in the store have 21 lines. There's a 21 line standard Megillah, and then there's a 22 line Megillah. That's some of the older ones, 22 line Megillahs, and then there are 42. And yeah, there are 42, and there are even 60. The problem is, if you have a Megillah that's a standard Megillah, you go to the store and you buy a standard Megillah, it's going to be a 21-line Megillah. How are you going to write the Aseres B'nei Haman in 20, which only takes up 11 lines, in 21, the space, the column of 21 lines? And especially if you want to go, what? Oh, so I'll come to a second. Or especially if you want to go buy a big Megillah, you can buy, they sell 42 line Megillahs. They're 42 line Megillahs. How are you going to write 11 lines in the space of 42 lines? So what do you suggest? You keep the letters the same size, right? Don't change the script, suffer, and just have blank lines. The problem with doing so is that when you have a blank line that's in halacha called the parasha psucha or a parasha stuma. And in the Megillah, there's a very strong hakpada not to make parashios. Everything has to be written according to the halachic parashios. You only can hit a parasha psucha or a parasha stuma when we have a tradition to do so. If you're going to have a double space, triple spaced, and have a regular standard script, you're going to have blank lines. Blank lines you're inning in a parasha stuma, parasha psucha in between the lines, which is not according to our tradition. So it appears that according to all opinions, that is not an idea. That is not a halachically valid solution to have blank lines in between the standard span of the Megillah. Yeah.
Write them bigger.
So what is your suggestion? We shall write it large size letters. Problematic, because we're learning the Aleph base, and we have a Machzeh Vitri, and we have a Medrash Rabbi Akiva, and we have a whole long list of Midrashim and Mesoros of which letters in the Torah are supposed to be big, which are supposed to be small. And it's assumed, it is assumed that if you have a Megillah and 95% of the Megillah is written in a certain font size 8, and then you write your Aseres Haman font size 14, you're making all of the names of Haman Osios Gedolos, and there is no tradition to do so. So what will you tell me? Oh, that's not a kaddish. This is the halacha lemaisa. So what is the solution? Let me say a little more. Then what halacha lemaisa? You'll say that's only you can make large letters in the middle of little letters. I'll give you an example. We learned yesterday. Yavoi Hashem. We learned not yesterday. We learned beginning of the week. Hashem's name is not mentioned in the Megillah. So we mentioned, but it really is mentioned. It's mentioned Rashi Tevos. The classic example is Yavoi Hamelech V'Haman Hayoim. The first letters of those words is Yud Kei Vav Kei, and in fact, there are traditions that people, they sing those words, or they make a big deal out of it. Ad Kidei Kach, I saw yesterday in my preparation that it used to be a tradition among old-time Seferim where they made those letters large. Yeah. Yavoi Hamelech V'Haman Hayom Yud Kei Vav Kei. In the Megillah itself, the Sefer made those letters large. And all of the Gedolei Hadar came out with a ferocity against these Seferim. You have no right to make large size letters in the Megillah just because it's the reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unless we have a tradition from the Mesorah that these letters should be large. Yeah.
They tell me that the Choshev of Megillahs should be written 11 lines all the way through.
Oh, we're going to come to this. We're going to come to this in a few moments. Very good. We'll come to this. But let's go through all the problems. Yes.
Usually in the Aver Megillah Sefaradi.
Yeah.
Any page you see a melech in the face.
Oh, melech. You're going off topic. So let me just put this to the side. There's a fantastic sefer. Much of what I'm telling you appears there. Everything I'm telling you comes from two svarim. Mo'adim L'Simcha, the very popular set of svarim in Hagim. Mo'adim L'Simcha by, I think it was Tuvia Finer, I forgot his name, something with a pay. And there's another sefer which came out very recently called Inside Stam, written by Reuven Mendelwitz. Mendelwitz, I wrote down his name here. It's called Inside Stam, a buyer's guide to purchasing. Stam stands for Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos. It is a masterpiece. It's a big seller. Everyone, it's an expensive safe, but it's sold out. And there he has a section, and a lot of what he says there parallels what it says in Moadim L'Simcha. And there he says something. He says that this minig, that today a Hamelech Megillah, it's probably almost impossible today to buy a Megillah that's not a Hamelech Megillah, has no makar anywhere in Halacha Medrash Chazal. There's nowhere. This is a modern innovation. It began in the middle of the 19th century. So can you imagine? So it's a how the minig is not more than 150 years old. This the thing that every column begins with Hamelech doesn't exist in the old Megillus, and it's not recorded anywhere in any Chazal, Halacha, Medrash, you name it. New Minuk, most of our Minahagim are at least 400 or 500 years old. This does not even make it to 200 years old. This is a new Minuk. This is what he writes with the ferocity. He writes very strongly about this, and it's a nice thing, don't get me wrong. Melech Megillah, Melech, the Vavi Hamudim, Kibukashmo. Okay, but let's go back to what we're discussing. We'll discuss some of these things if we have time. But right now we have this issue of you're not allowed to make a letter in the Megillah larger or smaller than the other letters unless we have a tradition to do so. And the classic example is this custom of the Chavivus to say Yavoy HaMelech V'Haman Hayoyim Yudke Vavke, a reference to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not proper for Seifim to make those letters large because there is no tradition to make those letters large. Kol Shekin, what right do you have to make the Aseres Mei Haman, every single letter of the Aseres Mei Haman, large size? So the answer is, and we rely upon this, this is accepted la halacha, that's only when everything else in that row, in that column, in that word is small. But when the entire column has been enlarged, this becomes the standard size for the column. We don't judge one column relative to another column. We judge a word relative to another word, a letter relative to another letter. But once you have a column, it's new territory, free reign. So now the standard size becomes 0.14. Then you'll write Vaizasa, you write this letter was small, and that letter is small, and so on and so forth. The Vav of Vaizasa, and the Saf of Parshandasa, and the Shin of Parmashta, and so on and so forth, that becomes the new Fansaska. So this is what is typically done because we want to fulfill what it says, basically what it says in the Yerushalmi. This all is, everything that we're doing with Zman Hazeh is a fulfillment of what it says in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Ish shall be Beroish Dapa, Dalet Pei Aleph, and Ish shall be B'soif Dapa, and Mesechta Seifim Eretz, and the word Aseret shall be also B'soif Dapa, and we interpret Dapa, Daf to mean a column. Along comes the Gra, and the Gra says, no such thing. The Gra is a very big Chiddush. When it says in the Yerushalmi and the Mesechta Seifim, the word Dapa means Shura. It's not the normal translation of the word daf. Daf means a column, but that's not what it means. It means the beginning of the row. The row, sof dafa, and even aseres just means the end of the row. And adraba, it's not right. It's not right what a seifim are doing. I'm making massive size letters for the aseres mei haman because we do judge the font size of a column relative to the other columns. And if the other columns are smaller font size, so you have no right to make the aseres mei haman a larger font size. So how then, and what are you going to do? You can't have a Megillah that has only 11 lines. You know how expensive it is to make the parchment, 11 line parchment. A lot of parchment. Have 11 line Megillus, and I'll show you a lot of other problems with 11 line Megillus. So what are you going to do then? So the Gra says, what's the big deal? Just have a regular standard 42 line Megillah, and you'll have the Aseres Mei Haman will appear in the middle. You'll have lines on top and lines on the bottom, and it'll be in the middle. It'll be a regular font size. Oh, but it says Dapa, Dapa, Dapa does not mean column. Dapa means the row. This is a sheet of the Gra. That's the real Gra Megillah. The real Gra Megillah is the point is that the letters of the Aseres Mei Haman shall be equal in size to the other letters. That's the real Gra Megillah. Now, along comes out the Chassam Sofer as well. Kamat says the same exact thing. However, the Chassam Sofer changed his mind, it appears, only with regard to one issue. That you should arrange it that the Aseres Mei Haman are the same, but it should be on the bottom of the column. So you could have all the rows, Gesundheit, you have a lot of rows on top, but you should conclude the last 11 rows of the column should be the 11 rows of the Aseres b'nei Haman. Why? Because you want to fulfill what it says in the Gemara Masechta Megillah, Shaloi tehei tekuma l'mapalosan shel rishoyim. If you put the Aseres b'nei Haman in the middle of a column, so when they collapse, they're collapsing on the pavement. They're collapsing on the row, on the rows right beneath them. But if they collapse onto the margin, they're collapsing into an abyss. They're collapsing into no man's land. So keep the font size the same, but put those 11 lines on the very bottom. This is the shita of the Chassam Sofer. Same size, but put it at the bottom. I have not yet seen a Megillah like that. I've seen a Megillah where it's in the middle, but I've not seen the Megillah where it's mamish on the bottom. But this is the Chassam Sofer's ideal type. There's other many Megillahs. I think the Chabad, I'm not mistaken, Chabad's minig is just the opposite. Same thing, don't make the letters a different size, let's shlake it in to make a different size, but put it in the beginning, Beroish Dapa, put the Aseres Bnei Haman on the very top. Because when it says Ish Beroish Dapa, that means the top of the column. Rosh, when you combine Rosh Dapa, it should be the top of the column, and they're not makbid that there's no, that there's a base. The next line, there's no problem that it will collapse onto itself. The ikur is that it should be on the top of the page. So far, we have over here so far, I think four different customs. Let's review what we have so far. We have asked what we do today. We have 21 line Megillus, and we make massive size. And we make the letters very large. No blank spaces. Blank spaces is a parsha psucha puzzle. No blank spaces. No double spacing. We make massive lines, or we have no apologies. We have 42 line from Svarm, and it's in the middle. And when it says in the Gemara, when it says in the Yerushalmi, B'roish Sofer means Shura, no problem. We have the Chassam Sofer, which really he interprets to be what the Gro holds. You should try to put it at the bottom. The bottom, Shaloite Tekuma Lima Palasin Shel Yisrael. Chabad says put it at the very top. They're not concerned with Shlitei Matul Mapolasan. Put it at the very top, because the top you have Ish Beroy Shtapa. At least you can be Mekayim when it says in the Yerushalmi Beroy Shtapa, the beginning of the column itself. Yeah.
Maybe they want to hang it from the highest point.
Could be. It could be there are more reasons. They want to hang from the highest point. It should be the very, very top. The higher you go, the lower you fall. And very good. A very good svara. This is Chabad. And you should be aware there are some paiskim. We don't pass it like this. By us, anything goes. It's very hard to make it to Megillah's puzzle. But some paiskim will that if you have it in the middle, it's mamish puzzle. If you have it mamish in the middle of the page, the Megillah's puzzle. You can't learn from it. You can make a brach on it. We don't pass it like that. We pass it wherever it is, it's good. Doesn't make it. Everything is good. Okay. Now, let's go toward the misconception.
Who is going to say, Yavu HaMelech V'Amon Hayom, that it is Rashi Tevod Yud Kivav?
Everyone says this. Look at any encyclopedia.
Yeah. I think Hashem in this Mishte Esther, that on that day is going to get revenge and to destroy and
very good.
HaMelech
V'Amon Hashem is coming on that day. Absolutely. Correct. Now let's go to what the Olam says, there's something called the Gra Megillah. And what's a Gra Megillah? I tell you what the real Gra Megillah. The real Gra Megillah is that the letters of the Aseres Bnei Haman should equal the letters of the other Megillah. The Olam is a Gra Megillah, and the Megillah, the entire Megillah is 11 lines. Because this way, Ma'atayvim Anohim, this is the ultimate. You've solved all the problems. Roish Dafa is Mamish Roish Dafa. Soif Dafa is Soif Dafa. Aseres the very bottom, what it says in Masech the Sofer. And the letters are exactly the same because there are only 11 lines. It's a column to itself, and all the other columns also have 11 lines. And there's a very big problem with this. The problem with this is the halacha by Sefer Torah. The parchment, how much space must the parchment occupy? So the law is in the Sefer Torah, you are required to have on the bottom of the Sefer Torah, after the Ksav, until the bottom margin, four etzbos, four fingers. On the top of the Sefer Torah, you're supposed to have three fingers. So first Gemara, so Gemara Masechta Bava Basra. On the top of the margin is three, the bottom of the margin is four. Then there's another halacha, and this halacha is more important than the margins. This is an Iker Hadin. And Rabbi Mendelowitz, he really goes to town with this. This is an Iker Hadin in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea, that there's a rule, the amount of Ksav must be greater than the margin. So even if you're going to play around with, not every sefer is so careful to be with the margins. So you look at some sefer Torah, some have larger margins, smaller margins. You can look, every next time you get an aliyah, pay attention to the size of the margins. And you're not allowed to cut the margins. It's a very big problem. They could stay when they restore old sefer Torah. If you want to resell the sefer Torah, it has to be nice, it has to be shane. You fix it up. And a lot of the old sefer Torah, they're ripped very barely on the bottom. So a lot of the sefer, they like to cut away an inch or two from the bottom, and that enhances the appearance of sefer Torah. You can sell for another $3,000 if you'll cut away 2 inches off the margin, top and the bottom. So as a halal, they do this. So a halal, they do to make the sefer Torah look nice, to increase its value. But by doing so, it is a very serious shaila if it's shalika din. It's doing an avera by cutting away the margin of the sefer Torah, even though that it's ripped. Okay, but this is, I know it's done, but it's not so partial. Yeah.
So
now let's come to it. So now here's the problem. So if you will take note, if you have a Megillah that's 11 size, and the Mitzis, I don't have all the numbers, I even wrote down the numbers, but it's too complicated for me to go through the numbers. The Mitzis is, when you write a standard script of 11 lines, on a standard average, when they do Sirtu, there's an average size for Ksav. The margins, if you will have margins on the bottom that are 4 inches or four on the bottom, and on the top are three, so it's a total of seven, let me call it seven etzpos, the amount, the standard width, or length, the standard length of 11 lines is approximately 5 etzpos, or 6 etzpos. 7 is greater than 5. So if you're going to write a Megillah, an 11-line Megillah, and you're going to fulfill the halacha that you're going to have on the bottom 4 on the bottom, 3 on top, and you're going to write a standard 11 lines, your 11 lines are not going to take you more than, let's say, 5-6 etzpos. But the margin in total, 4 plus 3 is 7. The margin is larger than the amount of ksav. And that is a clear violation of a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridea. This idea of hamelech, of ish on the top, and Aseres on the bottom, is a Mishnah Masechta Seferim, which is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's vague what it means. It's like a Medrash almost. So Yerushalmi, it's not necessarily Halacha. That's not Halacha. That is Minhag, that's Hidur. Margins, and having the Ksav greater than the margins, is Halacha. And Rabbi Mendelowitz, he goes to town and he uses this as an example to show how in Klal Yisrael, unfortunately today, we have our priorities all messed up. People over here are so mahadir, 11-line Megillah, and you mahadir on something which is a hider, which is a yoifi, and in the process, you violate, you butcher the halacha. The ksav is larger than the margins. So what is the solution? So there are solutions. The solutions are, cut the margins. Well, at least when you make it, don't have margins which are four. That's what really is done. That's what people do. They don't have margins that are 4 tefachim on the bottom and 3 tefachim on top. They go easy on that halacha. It's much more critical that the ksav be greater than the combined margin. That's the number one thing to do. If you have to start cutting corners, you cut corners by cutting the margins down. At least you don't have such large margins. But problem is, you don't have the properly sized margins. So the ultimate hiddur, and this the Chazon Ish had someone do for him, it appears, and this is the ultimate hiddur, which is a cost of fortune, a $2,000 Megillah to do this, is you have 11 lines, and you have 4 on the bottom, and you have 3 on top, and you have a super large font size. So instead of the standard font size taking up only 5-6 etzpos, your font size, your ksav, will take up 8 etzpos. So your ksav will be greater than the combined margins. By doing so, it's a lot of cloth. The letters are very large, very long. It's a very expensive and very massively large size Megillah. This is what's called the Chazon Ish Megillah. The Chazon Ish Megillah is margins are four on the bottom, three on top. The ksav has to be large, 11 lines, in order that the aseres benhaman should not be different size than the others. And the ksav has to be greater than the size of the margins. Putting all those together, you have all of the hidurim, everything is perfect. Plus, it costs. You're paying a lot of money. Yeah,
it's almost like a Megillah to the visually impaired.
The margin of this side, how much would be?
Two. In a Sefer Torah, it's two. Two etzpos.
Yeah,
two etzpos. Yes, Megillah the same. Okay, you're pointing out that in the Nevi'im, he's coming to you, coming to mention, and that there's a really big question if the laws of Megillah are equal to the laws of a Sefer Torah, because by Nevi'im, when you write Nevi'im on a cloth, the margins are different. Then it's three on the bottom, two on top. So many want to suggest that when it comes to a Megillah, you don't follow the rules of a Sefer Torah, you follow the rules of a Sefer Nevi'im. And some say when it comes to Megillah in essence is not a Sefer. So there's no Nigeres, there's no margins altogether. So these are Chalukei Deis, all different opinions of, do you really require the rules of margins? Are they really the same when it comes to Megillah like it comes to others? Okay, so this is the Shita Chazon Ish. Now there are other men talking. Now, by the way, he brings down in Ma'adim Ma'adim L'Simcha, fascinating, and said that in Yerushalayim he claims many kihilois are very makbid that the Baal Kori in the base Haknes that should lay from Megillah are 42 line Megillah, because the Kavarat Sibur, there's a private Megillah for the Yachid, which can be 21 lines, 22 lines, can be 11 lines, but for the Tzibor, it's a very interesting idea, it's more like a Sefer. You're laning for the Tzibor, it has to be similar to the Sifrei Torah, and you should lane from a Gil that has 42. You fold over, no matter what you fold over, so 42, then obviously you get into all these issues. What do? You make a large, not make a large, like the Chassam Sefer, or like. So these are different opinions. Okay, another quick issue: do you have on a Megillah Atzei Chaim? Now the meaning, of course, is not. Most people always say Atzei Chaim, but it's brought down. It's not so simple. He brings down there from Al Yashiv Zech Tzadik Levracha that there is a hider of having an one Eitz Chaim at the end. So it's still called a Megillah. It's Megeres. It's a Megeres. That there should be an atzei, it's a hider. He does say it's a hider. He passed the halacha that it's a hider. Megillah is the very end. The very end of the Megillah has one Eitz Chaim, and it's all wrapped. Not necessarily pull it out. Yeah, you pull it out. Yeah, you pull it out of the case. That is the case. That's not just. But there's an eighth that you don't very rarely see people do that. Now, there's now something which is all
42 lines. The length of the Megillah.
Yeah.
Is less.
Yes.
The length should be better, or the height to be more.
What?
On the other side, the length of the Megillah is going to be shorter if it is 42 lines.
Yes, it will be. Correct. That is correct. That is definitely
which
correct.
Better, to be length be more, or the height to be more?
It depends. So that's what we're discussing. Each one has its miles. Each one has miles. In the base Haknesses.
The best.
It appears in the Yerushalayim, the minug is what he brings down with him, Simcha, there's a Hakpad in Yerushalayim. The minug is that the Megillah, the Baal Kori reads him in the Tzibur, should be a Megillah of 42 lines, just like a Sefer Torah. And therefore, you can't go these Grom Megillahs of 11. It has to be like a Sefer Torah, which is 42 lines. Now, let's discuss another issue. Now, I mentioned to you over here this idea. This is an incredible thing that he brings down with him, Simcha. He mentioned this thing called Masechta Seifrim. Masechta Seifrim is really where all the trouble comes from. Because it says there that the bottom of the page shall begin with Aseres. You see, the Chabad is really right. Well, I don't know Chabad about it. Chabad has a Milah. There are three Gemaras. You see, the problem is it's very hard to put together all three Gemaras. The Gemara in Masechta Megillah says, Shaloi tehei tukuma l'mapoloson shel rishon. Which means you want it to collapse and they should go down to the abyss. There should be nothing on the bottom. It says in the Yerushalmi, it doesn't say Shloi Te Tukuma Lima Palasan Shel Rishayim. All it says there is Ish Beroish Tapa and the Ace Besoif Tapa. There is no mention whatsoever with the word Aseres. On the other hand, the Mesech, the Seferim, is the only one that says Aseres shall be at the bottom. So Chabad really has a very big milah, is that they're ignoring Mesech, the Seferim. Masechta Seferim is not part of the main body of the Mishnah. It's halacha, we ignore it. So it doesn't say anywhere that Asereh shall be b'soif dapa, the bottom of a column. All it says in Shulchan Aruch, it says, is in the Yushalmi, is that Ish is b'roish dapa, and Ace is b'soif dapa. If you want to translate those words literally, the beginning of the column, end of the column, so put it on the top of the column. You have these words, they're on the top of the column. Oh, but it says in the Gemara Masechta and the Megillah Shloitei Tikkun Luma Palos and Shel Rishon. Yeah, that means it will collapse. Doesn't mean it has to fall into an abyss, into the margin. It means it will collapse. The Chabad is basically ignoring Masechta Seferim. And they have very good reason why to ignore Masechta Seferim. You know why? Because it says there explicitly that the Shur, the Megillah, the Aseres is six lines. Six lines. No one has six lines. It's either going to be, first of all, it's 10 lines. How do you get six? Or it's going to be 11. What's going on? Six. So Chabad, it really has very good rayas. Forget about the Masechta Seferim, where it says Aseres B'Soif. Focus on what it says. It says Ish B'Roish, the Ace B'Roish. Put them on the top of the column. Keep the font size the same. And when it says the Gemara Masechta Megillah, Shloitei Tikkun Luma Palosan, it means it will collapse. It has to collapse into the margin. It collapses into itself. It's good enough. So very, very logical. Very logical what Chabad holds. The Gra, the Chassam Sof, is also very logical. No, the Ikar is Masechta Megillah and Masechta Megillah Shloitei Tikkun Luma Palosan. We want them to fall into the abyss. We don't want anything on the bottom. And they're not. And they really are taking into account Masechta Seferim that it says Aseres on the bottom. Okay, and they have to make a deichik when it says Ish and the Eis Barosh. Dapa doesn't mean Dapa. Mamisha means brochure. But some want to learn an incredible insight. So what do you do with Masechta that says six? So some want to say, very similar to the Tos Hadfus, of Tos Hadfus, that it's not, it was originally written Yud, and the Yud turned into a Vav. Now wait a minute, Yud? Not 10, it's 11. It's 11, not 10. So you should know that some say that's also a Tosad Fus. It really means 11. 11, okay, so you want to make a Tosad Fus? Fine, 10, 11, 10. But some want to say in an incredible Chiddush is that the real way it should be written is not like we do an 11-line Megillah. Okay, talking about Megillahs, talking about getting some of the trouble, a 10-line Megillah. And when it says Ish B'Roish Tapa, there's a riot to this in one of the Piyutim. When it says Ish B'Roish Tapa, it doesn't mean the word Ish. Ish is a keyword. It's a placeholder. Ish means Parshendosa, Dalfoin, Asposa, Pirosa, Adalia, Aridosa, Pamashta. Ish, you put the name of one of the Asera, one of the names of the Asera, Esperihamon, on the top, and on the one side, and Ace, fill in the blank. So that means that on the previous column, it would begin on the previous column, the Hargu Hayudim Vyabed Chamesh Meos Ish Ve'Ace. Chamesh Meos Ish Ve'Ace. And then starts the new column. Parshendasa V'Ace. Dalfon V'Ace. And then Vaizasa Aseres. That will mean that this part of the Megillah would not have 11 lines. It would have 10 lines. So he says Tosad Fos. It was meant to be Yud. Somehow the Seif made a mistake and he extended it down to Vav. But originally it was Yud. And if it was Yud, there's a whole new interpretation of how many lines is 10, not 11 lines. And then he has an incredible Mahalach. He holds no. There's a piyut which Taka used the word Kravitz, where he used the word Ish, and it's clear as day in the piyut Ish, the placeholder, fill in the blank for the Aseres B'nei Haman. So it's his precedent to say that it's not an 11-line Megillah, it's a 10-line Megillah. But then he has another Mahalach and says, really, it's six lines. How do you have six lines? It's four columns. And the way it would work, the different versions, is the first line, look at how it would work. The first line is Ish, and then blank space, the Ace. Okay, try to picture in your mind. Parshandasa, a little amount of space, the Ace. A little amount of space, Dalfon, the Ace.
It's five of two each,
exactly. On each line you'll have Parshandasa, the Ace, and Dalfon. It'll be arranged in four columns. and the very top will be Ish the Ace. And that's exactly, if you take the reading of the Masechta Sefer, literally it's exactly what it says. On the very top it's Ish. And then it's completely blank, the Ace. And then comes the next line, Parshendasa, the Ace, little amount of space, Dalfon, the Ace. Next line, Aspasa, the Ace, little space, parse on each of the five lines, you'll have two sets on each of five, and the very top is Ish, the Ace, which makes six lines. And this becomes then a script that's one of a kind. Because you never have, in all of the Shiros, you have either two columns, or you'll have like a Shiras Oz Yashir space. Here you're having like a castle. The top, the two, it comes Ish Ve'es, massive, a lot of space, and now you have four columns. So it's four pillars, four columns, right? The four columns. Then on the very top, you have two little things that stick out on the two top corners. So it's a whole new and incredible insight, and there's no record for this anywhere. We don't have any. If you would find a Megillah like this in some Geniza, Cairo Geniza, it would be worth $1 billion, priceless. Because then you would be able to prove that this is Taka the Pshat in Masechta Sefer. Masechta Sefer says something which makes no sense, and that's why Chabad seemingly completely ignores it, and that's why many people, we don't think these are three pieces of the puzzle: the Gemara and the Bavli, the Yerushalmi, Masechta Sefer. You can't reconcile them all together. They don't go together. So what do we do away with? It's very good to do away with Masechta Sefer, but it could be their Chiluk Edeus. If you were to find in some Geniza on the Gil that's written like this from 1,000 years ago, wow, that means that this is Taka how someone, at least in the ancient times, interpreted the Masechta Sefer, six. It's going to be six lines with four columns for five of those, and the first column would be two. It's a whole new Mahalach in Masechta Sefer. Okay, so that pretty much concludes. Let me just see if anything else I wanted to tell you. Okay, one other quick thing is, how much space is there between the Ish and the Ace? So according to Rashi, it's supposed to be, the blank space is supposed to be double. There are like 10 opinions of what that means. What's double? So the most extreme version you may come across in Megillah, he writes in the Sefer of Mendelitz that I saw Megillah, this is a person asking the question, and the space between Parshendas and the Ace was a mile. A mile long. Why is that so? Because how much blank space do you put in between the two? Double. Double what? Double the Ace? Ace is three letters. So you have to have six blank spaces. Or maybe it's double Parshendasa, which is much more. Or maybe it's the combination, double Parshendasa and double the Ace. That's a lot of space. The blank space, you have to, blank has to be double the Ksav. Does that mean you pick which Ksav and double that? Or does it mean you or both together and you double each one? So there are many different opinions of how much blank space. That's why every Megillah varies and how much blank space they'll have one and the other. Another thing to look out for is, do they justify the names of the Aseres B'nei Haman? Some Megillahs, you look in the Chumash, the article, it's not justified. Parshendasa has a lot of letters and Aridai has a few letters. So Aridai is narrow and Parshendasa is wider. So they all line up one on top of the other, the jagged edges. When you build a building, you like to have, you want it to collapse, you want it to be,
well, it's
like you have a long resh. Parshendasa the longest. So how are we going to make Dalfon equal Parshendasa? A very long dalah. The dalah will be very long. So that way the left end of Dalfon will equal the left end of Parshendasa. They all start off right just. They start at the beginning of the word. Problem is the end. Parshendasa goes all the way to the end. Dalfon has you have to extend the letters to make it be left justified. Because you don't want there to be any jagged edges, and know that you can give them some chizik you want. So they're chiluke deos. So you look in Megillah, these are different things to look out for. Look out for the margins. Look out for how much space is the ksav relative to the margins. You look out for how much blank space is there in between the aseres, but a in between the Ace and the Pashandasa? Is it 11 lines? Is it 10 lines? Is it 6 lines? Is it large font size, small font size? Are they left justified, not justified? They're real troublemakers. They are seriously they made for us a halachic nightmare in many, many realms. Okay, so this...
Why would then you make the same thing cheaper?
What?
Extend letters like the Reish.
Yeah.
No, then it cheapens the Sefer didn't do it. Could
well, it, no, it depends. See, in the Megillah, in this instance, you have no choice. Okay, so this pretty much concludes our.
I got to count the lines in my Megillah.